Okay. Part one of our Hakdama to the Melachos of Shabbos. There is a question raised by the Nemuka Yosef in Bava Kamma. Right? So everyone saw this Nemuka Yosef or is familiar with this question of how could it be that we light Shabbos candles on the afternoon of Friday and the light burns into Shabbos. If you hold Isha Mishum Chitzav, so then the continuous burning of the candle on Shabbos is attributed to the person who lit the fire. And so, if that's the case, shouldn't it be that the person who lights the fire is violating the Malach of Havara on Shabbos? That's the question of Muki Yosef. So there are two answers. Maybe there are more, but I'm familiar with two answers to this question of the Nemuka Yosef. The first is the Nemuka Yosef's teretz himself, which is that in a Hanami, it's true, we say Isha Mishum Chitzav, and that means that all of the effects of the fire, as the fire continues to burn over time, are attributed to the person who lit it, but it's all front-loaded. At the time that the person lit the fire, all the subsequent effects are a continuous result of that, but it's essentially all concluded, it's all held in that first initial maisa. Once you finish that, you're right, the rest of the effects, but it's all front-loaded. And therefore, you're not actually doing anything on Shabbos because everything is as if it has already been done when you lit the fire. That's answer number one. Answer number two, Rav Shechter said in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, is that the whole kusha mei karalesa, because the premise is faulty. As Soloveitchik explains, it is impossible to violate the Malach of Shabbos b'sheva al tasim. And so by definition, the fact that it is attributed to me is irrelevant, because as long as I am personally resting on Shabbos, I am not in violation of Malach of Shabbos. Yes?
And so based on that,
there's a whole separate discussion about topics about timers and Shvisas Kalim and the Machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, but it is related to Rav Shechter's essay about the difference between Gzeirus Derabbanan and Malachos Derabbanan. That if you have something which is a Gzeira, it's possible to apply a Gzeira B'Sheva Al Tase, but a Malacha categorically can never be B'Sheva Al Tase. A Malacha has to be active. So this distinction, this difference of opinion as to how to understand the principle of Hadlokas Neir Shabbos may reflect a fundamental question about the nature of Shvisa, and that's what many of you saw that was raised in the article by Rav Zevin in La'or HaHalacha. Do we view the concept of the Shvisa of Shabbos as an objective Shvisa, as a rest that is supposed to take place in the world, because the Ribbono Shel Olam rested, so to speak, he ceased creating on Shabbos, so everything should rest. There's a concept of Shvisa which is objective, or no, it's a subjective concept. It is my personal goof that is supposed to rest. What happens beyond me, outside of, you know, my personal actions, is really irrelevant. Whether the world is at rest doesn't matter. So the Chasam Sofer in the Tshuvas and Or HaChaim and Simet Pei Daled, he quotes a machlokas between the Shut Pnei Yeshua, not the Pnei Yeshua, the Shut Pnei Yeshua, and the Beis Meir about this issue regarding Amir La'akum. You know that Amir La'akum on Shabbos is a Shavuos, so he quotes a tshuva from the Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua. If you hold Shlichus La'akum is Midrabanon, so why is Amir La'akum a special Din Drabanon? Shouldn't you say it's because of Shlichus? And he doesn't give an answer. So he says, in my opinion, and this is where he gets into this machlokas, and he quotes the Beis Meir as well, he says, I think that this is not a question at all. V'cheinu muskan b'dayti b'li safek d'le inyan menuchas Shabbos lo shayach sheishlucho kamoso. Why? Ta Torah hikpida al menuchas gufo shel Yisrael v'lo aguf hamalacha. That's the Lashon of the Chasam Sofer, and he says the Beis Meir says exactly what I said, as opposed to the Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua. What does the Pnei Yeshua assume? The Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua assumes that if you assume that there is Shlichus La'akum, even though I am at rest, if the Akum does Malacha, and somehow because of me the world is now filled with activity, so I am responsible for the world not being at rest. And that would be a violation of general Shvisa. So how do we understand Amir La'akum? Potentially reflects this question. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Gimel talks about the idea of one person doing an Akira or another person doing a Hanacha. We know that there's a Ptur of Shnai Shasu. It's a Machlokas in the Tanan, but for this purpose, Ba'asosa, Rabbi Yomer Ba'asosa, Me'am Aretz Ba'asosa, Osa, Eskula V'lo Osa Mektasa. So, the Gemara has this expression that if one person does part of the malacha, the other person does the other part. Before we introduce Rebbe, the Gemara has this expression, voice avita malacha mi beinayu. Why is there no violation of Shabbos? A malacha has been done between the two of them. So how to understand the answer of ha'osas miktsasa v'lo osas kula, l'chor also reflects the same question. Is it the pshat that the Havamino was, as long as a malacha came about, so it doesn't really matter who did it, there was a lack of shvisa in the world? Or, and the kamash malan of the Gemara is, no, that's not the main issue. The issue is whether you rested. Ha'osas kula, I mean, it's a din in you. Or do you say, no, in Achanami, even the maskaras of Gemara, the issue is whether or not the world was at rest. It happens to be, there's a gzeras akasav to get you off the hook because it's not totally attributed to you. But the core issue is the same thing we discussed. There's also, Rav Zevin quotes many examples. One more is this Gemara in Brachas Daf Nun Gimel, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Simen Reish Tzari Ches Sif Hei, Reish Tzari Ches Hei, regarding a ner she'et liko akav b'shabbos, it's not acceptable for Avdala. Why? Right? It was lo shavas mi malacha. It's a very unusual phrase, lo shavas mi malacha. A guy is not, he's not mitzvah, adrabah. He's not allowed to observe Shabbos. He's not allowed to observe Shabbos. And yet, the fact that the Nachri lit this candle on Shabbos somehow is categorized as a malacha was done with this ner. So it's very interesting, L'chor, that points in the direction of what Rav Zevin wants to say, that there is a more global. And now bringing it back home to where we started with the Gemara and the Mishnah here on Daf, Ayin Gimel, Amen Aleph, Ovos Malachos Boim Chasarachas Hazorea Ve'achorish Ve'akotzer, says the Asvin Doraisa, the Heliger of Yosef Engel, in Klal Yud, in the first paragraph, Rabbi Yosef Engel says this is a very peculiar lashon. Hazoreya, the one who, and he goes through all, the Mishnah goes through all the 39 categories of malacha. What a strange phrase. He quotes this from the Tosfos Yontif.
Introduction?
What's that?
Introduction,
right? So, Tzas Tema, the Lashon of the, he has a long introduction, but this is in the short piece, it's in Dibra Masal Hazorea. Da Alishna da Avos Malachos Shayas Lavisni Zriya V'chil V'chula V'lashon Shem Dover V'lo Al Shem Oso San V'chein Asa Rama B'chiburo. So, it's a little bit strange. So says Rav Yosef Engel. Now Rav Yosef Engel is not talking, in this essay, it's not strictly about Shabbos, it's about Isurim in general, about whether they're Isuri Chefza or Isuri Gavra, you know, the objective, subjective, this question. So Rabbi Yosef Engel is sensitive to this. He quotes the Tosfos Yontif and he says, you see, it sounds like from the Mishnah that it's subjective, it's Gavra focused. It's Hazorea, Hachoresh, Ha'osesh Nebatinirin. But the Rambam formulated it the other way. And so I went to look this up, but I didn't have a chance to go through the whole thing. Rabbi Feldman, Rabbi Daniel Z. Feldman, quoted from the Sefer Magen Avos from Mordechai Benet. From Mordechai Benet has a Sefer. It's, you can get it on Otzar Chachma, my Hebrew books, called Magen Avos. where Rabbi Mordechai Benet, I didn't see it inside, but Rabbi Feldman quoted from the Magen Avos that the Rambam changed the Lashon. Why? Because the Rambam's opinion is that a Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is Chayav. So Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa being Chayav means that it's not so much about me. I had a totally unrelated purpose in doing this, and we'll get to that more next week about Ein Tzricha L'Gufa, Rashi and Tosfos, but it sounds more like, well, who cares what you wanted and whether or not it's about your activity and what your machshava was. If a malacha happened in the world, if the result of this action is that there was a creative action that existed, so that's a problem. So that's why it would be Zriya, not Hazorea. Yeah.
Just a Hara, I think a simple shot in the Mishnah's language about Hoish Hazorea, and Tosim notwithstanding, is that it's building on the beginning of the Torah, where it says, Hashokhiyah, Hikrishav, says, Chayachatas, Hazorea's Chayachatas, etc. Because it's about the person who's Chayachatas.
Yeah, the only problem with that is that the introductory words of the Mishnah are, Avos Malachos Arboim Chasar Achas. No, so it's not so. It doesn't sound so smooth. Okay, so this is a base framework for thinking about the malachos of Shabbos that we're going to explore. Well, where do these malachos come from? So, the Mechilta taught us, at the beginning of Parshas Vayakel, that there is a smichas of Parshios between Shabbos and Mishkan, and that is to teach us that whatever you're doing to build the Mishkan, you can't do that on Shabbos. So evidently, that already starts giving us a little bit of a clue into the nature of those things that you would be doing, that would have been, or that could be, or that will be, Malachos of Shabbos. It sounds like it's connected to the Mishkan. And this is what Rashi points out here in Shabbos on Daf Mem Tesam and Beis. Rashi says that it's the Uparshas Shabbos, this is in Dibra Maskel Keneged, Uparshas Shabbos Nismecha Leparshas Malechas HaMishkan Lilmod Heimenu. So there is a Smichas HaParshios, there is a juxtaposition here to shed light from one to the other. This connection between Shabbos and Mishkan is brought to the fore by one of the two opinions here in Mem Testament Days, where the Gemara says, these 39 malachos keneged me, right? It doesn't say me nolan, it says keneged me. What are they correlated to? It sounds like, what are they modeled after or they're based on? So one is the malacha malachto malachas cheshbon, which Rabbi Hananel has to do the math to truncate it slightly from the 61 that he counts to the 39. Okay, but the second opinion in the Gemara is Keneged Avodas HaMishkan. And the Gemara quotes a Braisa to support this, that the things that were done in the Mishkan, for example, Heim Zoru Vatem Lo Sizro, Heim Katsu Vatem Lo Sikzoru, Heim Helu Esakroshim Bikarka La Agola, Vatem Lo Sachnisu Mirishas Ayyabim Lirishas Ayyachim, Heim Horidu Esakroshim, etc. So the idea of what activity is prohibited on a Shabbos, according to this second opinion, is learned from the Mishkan. You see Tosus here, and the Maharsha explains why Tosus doesn't like saying this. Tosus wants to say initially that everybody thinks it's learned from the Mishkan, and then he rejects that. The Maharsha explains why. He doesn't think that that's a good svara. That's what the Tosus is bothered by. So the first opinion holds that it's just based on the number, malacha, malachto, malachas. But the second one says it's really based on the Mishkan. And this idea of this number of malachos is developed further in the Gemara and Daf Ayin that you saw, that's subject to the machlokes between Reb Yossi and Reb Nosson about the nature of Havara. That Havara singled out, Lo Sivaro Esh B'chol Mosh Fosechem B'yom HaShabbos. So Reb Yossi says, Havara is Lalav Yatzas. That means that of all the malachos, this one doesn't have a Chiyuv Karis. There is another opinion like this in the Tanaim floating around. His name is Isi Ben Yehuda, who says there's one mysterious category of malacha that is not chayv achatas.
We don't pass skila.
Not chayv skila. We don't pass like Isi Ben Yehuda. We don't pass like Reb Yosef. We pass like Reb Nelson. And he says that havara is lechalik yatzos. So it teaches you that there is chiluk malachos. And where do you get the number of 39 from? So you're going to get that 39 categories of work from the Mishkan. if you don't hold like Rabbi Nelson, so the Gemara gives you two other opinions here. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi, has it broken down from Eile Hadvarim. One second. I'm sorry, that's Rabbi Nelson. He learns it from Mos Yumas, Mechalel Mos Yumas, and the Chilik Malachas is from. One second. Right. Mos Yumas is Chilik Malachos, Mechalel Mos Yumas, Hator Ribsa, Misos Harbe. And the other option is Rabbi Yossi himself, who learns it Me'achas Mehena. But according to Rabbi Nasan, he learns it from the Avodas HaMishkan, and that is confirmed by the Eila HaDvarim, the Gematria of Eila plus the HaDvarim, that gives you 39. What 39 things? These are the 39 malachos shenemru lo Moshe miSinai. They were told to us in Moshe miSinai. And that is the impression that you get also from that second comment to the Mefilta, that the 39 malachos were nemru lo Moshe bal peh. They were spoken to Moshe bal peh. It doesn't say anywhere in the Chumash, and that's part of the reason why it's complicated to figure out which are. We'll see Zorvor and Meraki, they're very similar to each other. But from all of this, we seem to learn several Nakudas. One is that everybody agrees that there are only 39 categories of work. The question is it learned from just a number, or is it learned from the actual Avodas HaMishkan? Everybody agrees that there is a concept called Chiluk Malachos. The question is whether it's learned from the Lo Svarish B'chol Mosh V'Seichem, or it's learned from these two other drushas. But if you paskal like Rabbi Nasan, which is what the Rambam says, and it's Eila HaDvarim, so you connect that to the Rabbi Nasan opinion in the Gemara on Mantes of Beis, because if you look, it's the same Tana, Rabbi Nasan, in the Braisa, Titania, where is it? I thought it was mentioned here. I think it's the same Rabbi Nasan. Where is it? Maybe it wasn't. I thought it was. I have to look again. I thought it was the same. Maybe it's not. It doesn't mention him in this brisa. But anyway, if you put those two together, you get the 39 malachas that exist in the Mishkan, and those are the 39 that are aser. Yeah, question, comment, observation? Okay. No?
Yeah, I'm not understanding how Rabbi Nasan spent the Mishkan.
Well, what is the Eila HaDvarim talking about?
Shabbos.
Well, what are they? Exactly. So that's what the Mechilta says. Eila, these are the things that were Nemru lo Moshe bal peh.
So is it the
what's that?
It is.
Exactly. So if you put that together with the Smichas HaParshios, Keneged Avodas HaMishkan, it makes very good sense where he got what Eila HaDvarim is modifying. What are the 39? These are the 39 categories. They were told to Moshe Rabbeinu bal peh. Well, what's that? It's not in a vacuum. It's some of the. It makes sense to put those two together.
Rashi on Memtaris cites Rabbi Nasan.
Is that who it is? Rashi makes that connection.
The Smichas HaParshios, which is Rabbi Nasan, which is the place Rabbi Nasan.
It's not necessarily, because it doesn't mention the Smichas HaParshios in the Eila HaDvarim necessarily. It's a good point. Okay. Within this context, in the Psicha, the Eglei Tal raises the important question of what aspect of the Mishkan are we learning from? So he quotes Rashi, who is consistent in understanding that we're learning from the construction of the Mishkan, whereas he quotes Rav Haigon, who thinks that we are learning from the functioning of the Mishkan. So whereas for Rashi, it's about
including the function of
Mishkan. But for Nafkamina would be for Rashi, Ofe is not in the Mishkan because, like the Gemara says, they made Samamonim to build the Mishkan. But for Rav Haigon, so Ofe will be in the Mishkan because they did baking for Shabbos. The Nafkamina potentially between these two opinions, based on which part of the Mishkan is going to be significant in terms of Avos versus Toldos. Because the Gemara tells us in Tzadik Vav Amud Beis that there are Avos Malachos, like the Mishnah said in Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, and then there are Toldos. What constitutes an Av? What constitutes a Tolda? So the conclusion of this Gemara is that there is a difference for the Rabbanon in terms of Chiyuv Chatas, and in terms of Rabbi Lezner, Machayva Tolda Makam Av, Amai Korolei Av, Amai Korolei Tolda, Hach Davim Mishkan Chashiva Korolei Av, Hach Davim Mishkan Chashiva Korolei Tolda. So we notice, from at least from Rabbi Lezner, from a Parshanut standpoint, that things that appeared, at least according to this girsa and the second girsa in Tosas of Vachashiva, not like the third girsa. Tosas has a third girsa that sounds like you could have something that's an av that was not in the Mishkan. But if you go with the simple girsa in the Gemara, the two standard girsas, anything which was in the Mishkan and was Chashiv can be an av. If it didn't exist in the Mishkan, it can't be considered an av. So the Mishkan is going to be crucial for defining what constitutes an Av Malacha. What does that mean when you say an Av Malacha? So the Kalkelas HaShabbos has this phrase of a Pe'ula and a Tachlis. He has a long description of this, and it's not 100% clear, as we'll see in a second, because there's a Machlokas we show him exactly how to be Magdadis. But the Kalkelas HaShabbos gives us terminology to use that in the Mishkan they did a particular action, and that specific action had a particular purpose, an intent, a goal. And so when you think about the Av Malacha, we look at the Mishkan, and that's going to be our model for the function and the form. The form and the function, both the structure, the pu'ula, and the tachlis. Yeah?
Rabbi Sachs.
Chemdas Yamim.
Chemdas Yamim. Quotes the Eglatal later in the Sefer, who takes is more extreme than just Av Toldo. He says that the Aruf goes between the Gaon is Asim Deraisa, the Rambam is Derabbanan. He says Lashitasa, because for the Gaon, the high Gaon, it's Melilos in the Omer, whereas for the Rambam, there was no Melilo. In the building of the Mishkan, it's only Derabbanan.
Interesting. And why isn't it Tolda?
Why is it not a Tolda?
Yeah.
It doesn't say here, it's a one quote from the Italian Dashi, but he did it again in Potser.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Whoa.
Okay. So now, let's talk about this for a second in terms of Avos and Toldos, because the Gemara says in Bava Kamma, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that Toldoseyem Kayotze Behem. That's what the Gemara is saying here, that as a matter of practicality, Toldos are the same as the Avos. They both have a Chiyuv Chatas, and they both have an Isser Skila. How do we figure out what's an Av? So it's a little bit confusing, because the Gemara earlier talks about Zomer on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis Hazorea VaHazomer VaNoteh VaMavrich VaMarkev Kulon Melacha Achasim. So there's a multiple way Machlokas we show him of how to understand that line Kulon Melacha Achasim. So Rashi says that Zomer is similar to the others in that it has a similar goal of Litzmuche Ilana, but it's a little bit different because Zoreya and Noteya are Avos, but because one is Be'ilon, the other one is Bezera, but Zomer is a Tolda. The Rambam understands that Zomer, he says they're all in one line, that Zomer is an Av, because it's making the tree grow. So that constitutes an Av. The Ramach, quoted there on the Rambam, the Ramach says, this is ridiculous. You can't have such a thing as parallel Avos. The Gemara really means that they're all totals of the same Av. So that's what it's being referenced there in the Kalkelas HaShabbos. It's a little bit hard to figure out how you differentiate between parallel Avos and Toldos. But one way to think about it, at least let's go with Shitas Rashi, is that Rashi says it's the same Pu'ula and it's the same Tachlis, just in a different context. So Zorea is you take a seed and you put that seed into the ground, so you've done the action of planting something with the purpose of having it grow. So Notea is you take a sapling, you go to the the nursery where they grow the little sapalach, and you buy one and you put it in the ground. Markiv is you take one piece that's sticking out over here, that's free flowing, you stick in the ground and pull it out. So each of those is an action of putting it in. But perhaps what Rashi disagrees with the Rambam is that I'm sorry, that's Mavrich, not Markiv. Markiv is if you grab. Sorry. The way to remember that is no. But the way to remember that is Berach is your knee, and that's why it looks like a knee. Sorry, you're right. So, but Lechora, you could argue that the Rambam is saying, I also think that pu'ula and tachlis is similar. The pu'ula is doing something to make a tree grow, and the tachlis is that it should grow. Rashi probably disagrees, because Rashi will say, just like the Rambam agrees, that mashke mayim lizraim, watering the grass, that's only a tolda, because you're not doing anything to the grass. You're watering, and then the water is falling on the grass. The water is going to make it grow. The Rambam acknowledges that that's a tolda, but maybe Rashi would say something about Zomer. In the case of Zomer, yes, you're touching the tree, but it's a different kind of thing because you're pulling stuff off. The Rambam will say the difference between Mashke Mayim LeZorim and Zomer is because one is in the tree, the other one is external to the tree. But as a matter of principle, what you could argue is that Rashi and the Rambam agree that the concept of Av Malacha is that it has a Mishkan, Pu'ula, and Tachlis, and that Tolda is somewhat dissimilar. So the Rambam says it's Domelo B'miktas. I think that was the Lashon of the Rambam. The difficulty is how do you exactly distinguish between Av and Tolda? So if we use this terminology of, yeah.
Sorry. The Rambam says it that way because the Rambam of Malachi took was Chaim. The Rambam says even if you don't have the Toelas and you have just the Pu'ula, but you have just as well as the Pu'ula, either way it's a Tolda. That's why he says don't mix us. If you have Malachi took this part, you only have one avenue to become a Tolda. That's just you share the Toelas and you're on the same Mitzvah. Because the Rambam of Malachi took was Chaim, there are two ways to become a Tolda.
Right, that's true. What was I just going to say?
You're going to say the
difference between the Av and the Tolda. Oh, so one nafkamina for the Av and the Tolda, Tosfos raises in a few places, is maybe Hasra'a. Because Tosfos has a subject, right? There are different Rishonim in different places to weigh in on exactly what is needed for Hasra'a. Some Rishonim think that you have to give the person, or Shechter calls chapter and verse, you have to give them the Pasuk that says what is the Yisr on the books. But even if you don't require that, you need to be master told of Malkam Av. So Tosa says that's a suffix. The question is, what about the fact that Gemara later on says, let's say, for example, on the Shamar Mishamai Machayav. So Tosa says that doesn't necessarily indicate that you have to be master told of Malkam Av, because if you give that person Hasra of something that's totally unrelated, that's obviously not Hasra at all. That's just, you know, ridiculousness. And so therefore that would not constitute Hasra. So Tosfos leaves that as a suffix in a few places. So that would be one nafkamina. But everybody saw the Ran. The Ran! The Ran! The Ran says, here's the nafkamina between Av and Tolda. The Ran says, as Menachem was pointing out a second ago, not for the Shita Saramba, but Malach, well, for the Shita Saramba, because that's how he paskins, but the Ran says, wait a second, we know, we're going to talk more next week, there's a Malach Lokas, Reb Shimon and Reb Yudah, about Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Reb Yudah says, Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is Chayav. Says the Ran, let's say you have a Tolda, which is Ein Tzricha L'Gufa, even Reb Yudah will agree that you're Potter. Why? So Reb Shechter explained that what the Ran is telling you is that the lack of Dimyon is because when you have an Ein Tzricha L'Gufa, it's not Dome B'Tachlis. And when you have a Tolda, it's not Dome B'Foal, and therefore, it's not Dome at all to the Av and the Mishkan. And that's why even Reb Yudah will agree that you're Pater. The way that Rabbi Nachum Zemba, Zecher Tzadik L'Vrach, Hashem Yikom Tov V'Zichro Yigan Aleinu, describes in the Tosfos Chaim, is that it's a Tolda to Tolda. Right? So, because there, that's what he's talking about in general. So he goes this round, he points this out, and the way the Rav Shechter defines it, using those terms of the Kalkelos HaShabbos, is that the pu'ula of the malacha is not similar. So, for example, in the case of the Mukhsukhuraisa Denizaisa that the Ran is dealing with, squeezing juice, liquid, out of a cloth, that is not Dome Bipu'ula to threshing grain. It's not. The Malacha of Dash is smashing a husk to break off the connection, as we're talking when we do Dash. It's breaking off the connection to extract it from the kernel from the husk. That's not the same pu'ula at all as squeezing a cloth to get juice out of it. So there's no dimming in the pu'ula. It's related generally. It's under the same umbrella, but it's not the same pu'ula. And the tachlis is not the same. In the case where it's falling on the floor, the case of the ram where it's coming out of the side of the barrel, that is going li'ibud, as opposed to the case of dash, the purpose is to collect the item. You want to collect those seeds so you can grind them up and make spices. So since there's no dimion, not the pu'ula, not the tachlis, that's why it's not included. So why didn't the Gemara say this? So says Rav Nachum Zemba, yeah, because this is subject to machlokas, Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim, and Rav Shimon. So the Gemara is not going to give you a nafkamina between Ovis and Toldos that only works according to Rav Yehuda, and that's why the Gemara doesn't mention it. So now we get to one of the operative terms, the term that stands at the heart of Hilchos Shabbos, and we'll just introduce it this week and we'll talk more about it next week, and that is the idea of Meleches Machsheves. The word Meleches Machsheves does not appear in the context of Shabbos at all.
Mishkan.
Ta-da! Here's the Mishkan. How do we know that it exists? So Rashi and Chagiga says, well, we know that Mishkan is juxtaposed with Shabbos. So since in the Mishkan it says Lasos Bechol Meleches Machsheves, so that's true for Shabbos, and that's why the Gemara in Chagiga says, oh, it's very mysterious, right? The Mishnah says Chagiga. It's so mysterious. Where are you going to find Shabbos? What do you mean so mysterious? Well, Meleches Machsheves is mysterious because you don't find it all over the place. You only find it in this oblique reference. In the context of Mishkan. So, as we think about Meleches Machsheves, based on what we're saying until now, it's very similar in that the word Meleches, the phrase Meleches Machsheves, has two words: as Meleches and as Machsheves. And in that way, we can always remember what are the two issues that are at stake when we're defining a Melacha. It's the Pu'ula, it's the Meleches, and then it's the Machsheves. It's the thought, it's the Kavana. So we have to figure out, is this the actual Pu'ula, right? Or is it a Grama? So, just Ha'ara, so Grama, the Gemara tells us, and Kuf Chaf Amid Beis, that Grama is Pater. Which is an interesting thing to think about, going back to our original hakir about objective versus subjective, and that is that if there was a really objective problem, that such a thing should not exist, potentially even grama should be problematic. We know that when it comes to sirus, a gram sirus is a discussion in that same context. Maybe that's more Tosa oriented. Ein Shem, just interesting to think about. But on the books, gram malacha is mutter. Gram malacha is mutter, as opposed to the Mordechai, which is halacha l'maisa. The Mordechai says it's only mutter to do a malacha which is a gram kibui because you have a hefzed and a tzorech, etc. But why is grama not a problem? Because it's a chesaron in the malachas. It's not the pu'ula. It's not the right action. Right? That's one expression of this idea of malachas. It's got to be the action. Another expression of this idea of Meleches is in the concept of Kelach HaYad. And this is unique in the realm of Shabbos. Right? The Mishnah says, the guy is motzi with his marpeko, his elbow, his back, his belly button, all those weird ways, the Mishnah says, so you're not chayav. Shalom kotzi kederach hamotzian. It's not normal. It's not the normal melacha. It's not the normal pu'ula. It's a chesaron in Meleches. But here's an interesting thing. The Chalkas Mechokik in Avin Ezer, in the beginning of Simen Kuf Chav Kimmel, says that if you write a get with your left hand, it's kosher. Really? But the Mishnah says in Daf Kuf Gimel that if you're kosif biyad small, if you're right-handed, if you're ambidextrous, you're chayav b'small. But if you're right-handed, if you're kosif b'small, then it's pater. So why is it that when it comes to writing a get, it's kosher, but when it's ksiva b'shabbos, it's chayav? What's the difference? So the answer is meleches machshavos. Says the Eglei Tal in the Psicha here in Os Gimel, the most fantastic, amazing, awesome shot. He says there are two kinds of shinui. There's the shinui be'echas ha-poel, the shinui in the mechanism, in the how you do it, and the shinui be'echas ha-nifal, the shinui in the result, in the product, in the end, what you've got left. Sometimes you could do a shinui be'echas ha-poel. The process is different, but the end result is going to be the same. But sometimes you have a shinui where the end result itself is also the same.
It's different.
Thank you. So he says, when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, even if the end result is the same, meleches machsheves means that the malacha has to be done in a normal way, even though the result is the same. But if the malacha is a chisar, if it's not the normal action, that's not a chiyuv. As opposed to in Kol Torah Kula, the only time that you are considered to be a shinui is if the shinui is so substantial that it's not just a difference in the way that you do it. If you do it in an abnormal way, that's not enough. The result has to be abnormal. So if a guy writes a get with his left hand, so assuming that he's talented, you know, he's capable, he could write, theoretically, he could write a get with his left hand, and it'll end up with the same piece of paper with the get written on it. So, from the standpoint of a get, even though it was written in an unusual manner, but the get, the nifal, the result is the same. But on Shabbos, even though the result on the page is the same, since the open ha'asiyah, the shinui existed, even the echos ha'poal, that's enough. Similarly, I mean, there are obviously dargas in this, but the Gemara says that Bishul Bachama, everybody agrees, is mutter. Right? Toldos Ha'ur, Atu Toldos, Toldos Chama, Atu Toldos Ha'ur, but Chama is mutter. So why is Chama mutter? So Rashi says in Daf Lamed Tes Lamed Aleph, Dibur Masva Dishari, he says, De'ein Derech Bishul O'Bekach. But what's the difference if the thing is cooked at the end? The answer is because even if the thing is cooked the same way that it would cook in an oven, even if it's a chamsin outside, it's 130 degrees, and you just put an egg and it would look exactly the same if you put it in an oven, it doesn't matter. Because the ofen, the manner in which you cooked it, is different. The manner in which you cooked it is different. The other thing that comes out of this is that once you understand that there are two tiers of shinois, we're going to understand that there are certain shinois that once they go down to also on the shinui be'echas ha-nifal, they potentially have a new level even on Melech HaShabbos. Because what you would say when it comes to a shinui is that it's pater aval aser. But what we're saying is Bishul Bachama is shari, it's heter gamur. What you're probably saying is that the product is so different that even there's a shinui be'echas ha-nifal. That's one way to understand that. Similarly, that's perhaps how you can understand Shulchan Aruch says, it's based on the Gemara later on, that if you are tochin pilpulin bekata de sakina, it's mutter, it's heter gamur. And the Tur explains this Gemara because it's a shinoi. So the question is, why is that shinoi significant? So the Beis Yosef in Shin Chaf Aleph quotes in the Shiboli Aleket, yeah, because it's a big shinoi. But the Eglei Tal in Ofe, in Mem Dalet Dalet, says it's because it's a shinui be'echas ha-nifal. Because when you use the back end of a motto, of a sakin, not only is it an unusual way to grind, it's also the end product is going to be distinct and clearly different than the end product of putting something in a grinder. So the level of shinui, if it reaches the shinui be'echas ha-nifal, not only is it going to be putter, you know, like the case of the guy's motzi derech, you know, gabo or marpeko, whatever that abnormal thing was, but even it would be mutter lechatchila if the person did it in this way that created the Shina Be'echos HaNefel. So to summarize, we started with the kasha of the Nemuki Yosef and the two Tirutzim, which reflected a deeper understanding of how to view Malachos of Shabbos. Is it that there is this objective rest that needs to take place in the world, and therefore that's really the reason why Amir Lachem is a problem, because it's really, it's all shlichus, because you generated something, misavad amlach mi beinayu, akum shehidlik ner b'shabbos, or no, it's really subjective. I can't violate a malacha b'shev al taseh, because it's hazoreya, ha-kotzer, it's person-oriented. We mentioned that the Gemara has two discussions. One is, how many malachos are there? Keneged me. We mentioned the Gemara discusses chiluk malachos, and we mentioned the fact that in at least in the first case, at least one opinion hinges it on the Mishkan. The second case we mentioned is Eilah HaDvarim, which Mechilta said is Baal Peh, but Rashi, potentially maybe we could connect those two to say that that's really one discussion of the connection between Mishkan and the numbers. And we said that the numbers were significant to distinguish between Avos and Toldos, and even though on paper the Gemara didn't sound like there were huge differences, obviously if you're an Av in one area and a Told in a different area, so then you're going to be Chai of two Chatos. We mentioned the fact that you can have multiple Avos, parallel Avos, you can have Toldos of the same Av. Tosfos mentioned that maybe it's an issue of Hasra, but we said that the interesting nafkamina was according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is what Menachem pointed out potentially from the Rambam in that strange Lashon. Maybe that's a nice pshat for the Ran, that there's no Einzricha Legufa on a Tolda. There's no, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no Chiyuv, because it's not Doma, neither Betachlis nor Bepu'ula. And we pointed out that this principle called Meleches Machsheves relates to the action which is being done. And that's why, potentially, there's no Isser, at least on a Daraisa level, forget the Darabana from the Mordechai, there's no Isser on Grama. That's also perhaps why that's what the Gemara in Chagiga is talking about on Yud Amin Aleph, and the Gemara in Shabbos Kofav, I didn't mention before, it's Mekalkel. You should mention Mekalkel in this context also. Mekalkel, why is Mekalkel? It's Mechsarn and Meleches. And the main topic, you know, that I think is interesting is this Chiddush of the Eglei Tal, the Shina Ve'ech Sepul, Shina Ve'ech Sanifal. There's a concept of Shina in Kol Torah Kulu, but the concept of Shina in Shabbos is different because of Meleches Machsheves. It's got to be a Meleches. If it's not the regular Meleches, if it's a Shina, so then it's not going to be a violation of Shabbos. And if it's at that higher level, which would be the Shina in Kol Torah Kulu, then according to the Eglei Tal, it even bumps it up to Mutar Lechatchila.